I'm Councillor Rick Metcalf. I'm leader of the City of Lincoln Council.
How important is it for Lincoln to have an event like this?
Well, it's absolutely great, isn't it, that the East Midlands generally and Lincolnshire and, of course, Lincoln itself have been involved in this way. It's a great opportunity to be associated with a really important world event. And, of course, it's a great opportunity to showcase Lincolnshire and Lincoln itself to show the world what a fantastic place this is. It's a great backcloth, of course, for the Olympic flame to pass through a historic city like Lincoln.
And how have you been preparing for this event?
Well, it's been work that's been going on over the last 12 months, actually. All of the logistics that have to be addressed, all of LOCOG's, you know, the London Olympic Committee's requirements have to be met. We're amazed to find that the ticket event at Yarborough, all 10,000 tickets went within 2 or 3 days. So it's a reminder of just how phenomenal the public interest is in this great event.
So what parts of the relay coming through Lincoln are you looking forward to most, see?
Well, I think that there'll be opportunities all along the way throughout the city, but of course I guess the culmination will be at the event at Yarborough Sports Centre, where the final torchbearer will light to the cauldron. That's the kind of culmination of it all. That'll be phenomenal.
And finally, I just want to ask about something you were telling us about a bit beforehand with one of the plans for the torch to go through.
When we heard that it was coming to Lincoln, I think we had this idea that perhaps the torch would run down the full length of the nave of the cathedral, but actually, right from the beginning, I was not aware of it at the time. The LOCOG have a rule of avoiding taking the torch through any religious establishment for very sensible reasons. I think it's a sensible precaution. So it will pass on the south side, I think, of the cathedral and then go through Castle Square and through the castle itself. So that'll be absolutely great.